Greetings and welcome to Amazing Pages. This podcast is a continuation. It's episode 2 of The Journey. My name is Jim. I'm your voice, and I hope that you will enjoy this podcast and relax, take a few minutes, sit down and absorb. Well, as promised, I'm going to give an update of what has been happening in my life here for the last few days as I'm on this journey for cancer treatment for my acute myeloid leukemia. I am in remission right now from an experimental drug treatment that has been going on with me for approximately the last 4 months, since May the 22nd to be exact. My diagnosis was in April. Now, during that course of time, I had 35 chemotherapy treatments, and I had a number of experimental drug infusions as well. A lot of that left me pretty sick, pretty despondent, pretty ill, but right now, I feel great. Fine. I'm in complete remission, my blood counts are back to normal, and I really do feel just about as normal as I have ever felt in my life. Of course, that's how I entered this, too. I didn't realize when I got the diagnosis that there was even anything wrong with me, because I felt completely fine. Diagnosis was discovered by just a routine blood test. In any case, the last few days have been somewhat uneventful. I was required to go into the cancer care center to have an ultrasound done of a potential cyst, just to make sure that that wasn't going to get in the way of the radiation that I'm about to have, as well as the relatively high-dose chemotherapy. I also met with the head doctor for my team of the bone marrow transplant. His news to me was a little unexpected. He told me that because of my prior histories of different ailments such as diabetes, obesity, etc., things I've talked about in previous podcasts, that really my odds of survival for this treatment were 50-50. Of course, there's a 100% mortality rate from this disease if I do nothing. It's just a matter of when. Okay, nobody knows the when part of this equation. I could stay like I am in remission for 6 months, a year, 2 years, I think is about average, or as many as 5 years or more. But nobody really knows that. And with the bone marrow transplant, if it is successful, I will probably live a normal life expectancy of another 20 to 25 years. Obviously, I want to enjoy as much life as possible. You know, hearing that you get a 50-50 chance of survival is startling, to say the least. And it makes you get a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of fear, a lot of anxiety. I now have 11 days to go before this treatment begins. I can say no to this right up until the last minute. Literally before they drip the IV into me with the chemo, I can say no and it all stops. That's a choice I have to make. In the meantime, though, having this period of time, and I went from having treatment nearly every day for months to having approximately a 3-week period when there's not very much happening. And that gives you a lot of time to think and a lot of time to, if you let it, let fear build up inside you and anxiety. And you know, that can be a real problem. That's where the most important part of this journey for me has so far been. Facing down fear, facing down anxiety. Now, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to the podcast that I created a little while ago called Is It a Miracle? Please do so. That gave me an awful lot of strength because that really was miraculous, in my opinion, as to what happened and how it influenced me. But it doesn't mean that I do not feel a certain amount of fear and anxiety. You know, they can cover up a certain amount of anxiety with different medications. They give you Xanax or whatever, and you know, I mean, I'm not a big fan of drugs. Used to be, but after rehab, I'm not anymore. So I'm not anxious to really go down that road, and I really think that coping with your fears and your anxieties is the best thing to do. I recently picked up a book that I really found to be extremely helpful in helping me to do just that, to cope with the fear and the anxiety. And I'm sharing this again because I want this to be a guidepost or a point of reference for people that might be unfortunate enough to have to walk the same journey, the same path that I'm walking at some time in the future. You're probably going to feel a lot of the same things that I feel. Shock, fear, anxiety. It's all going to come to you because, you know, this is really, this is scary stuff. Really scary stuff. In any case, this book that I got, which I don't have in front of me on my desk, or I'd read you the title of it, but it's basically about dealing with fear and anxiety. I picked it up at the cancer center, and it has a number of things. I'm not through the book yet. I'm about halfway through, but I'll tell you, I picked up a lot in it as it goes, and it all really does boil back down to the basic thing I've known most of my life. You can turn your troubles over to God, or you can put them on your own shoulders. If you put them on your own shoulders, they're going to crush you. If you give it to God, you give it away. And it's not so easy to do, though. It's not so easy to do. You really have to believe in order to make that happen. In the book, it talks about the story of Chicken Little. And I know there was a cartoon version of Chicken Little made as a movie a few years ago, but it's not accurate as to what the real story of Chicken Little was. The real story of Chicken Little is that Chicken Little is a little chicken, and he's running through the woods, and an acorn drops out of the trees and hits him on the head, and he says, "Oh my goodness, the sky is falling." And then as he continues on his journey through the woods, he runs into a bunch of characters like Piggly Wiggly and some other poultry type characters that he spreads this news to, and they're all frantic to get this information to the king because somehow the king is going to make this all better. And then they run into Foxy Roxy, who is obviously a fox. And Foxy Roxy convinces him she's going to take care of everything. And what she does is she eats them all. End of story. Nice kid story, eh? But think about it. Chicken Little had probably walked that path many times and seen many acorns on the ground. So instead of just saying, "Oh my goodness, I had an acorn hit me on the head and I'm going to walk a different path next time," he grasped the worst possible conclusion he could get, that the sky is falling and there's nothing I can do about it except be petrified. Maybe the king can help. Well, cancer is a little like that story. You can assume the worst right away and then go into the it's hopeless stage and then just keep getting yourself crazy. Basically, what will happen is that fear will eat you up alive and kill you. The Foxy Roxy of cancer, fear. So it's a lot, you know, really, logically, it makes a lot more sense to not believe that the sky is falling, right? And that it's just an acorn, and I'm not going to walk that path next time around. So, you know, I don't care if your cancer comes from smoking cigarettes. You say, "Geez, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm never going to smoke again. I'm sorry I ever began smoking cigarettes because now I got lung cancer." Well, you know, that's not the type of cancer I have, but all the same, you know, there's just, and maybe there's nothing I could have done to avoid leukemia. It might just be a genetic thing with me. But that's not really what this is all about. What this is about is that you can't expect or anticipate the worst, because if you do, you will let anxiety eat you up alive and destroy you. So really, the answer, once again, boils down to faith. If you just turn it over to God, you say, "God, I know I have cancer, But I also know that everything that you planned in this world and beyond is perfect. It's exactly as it's supposed to be. All I have to do is surrender to you and stop trying to push my own will in the way. I can't stop cancer. I can't do anything about this disease. But I can turn it over to you and believe that anything that happens, anything, cure or death, is exactly as you planned it to be. And I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be joyful no matter what. Now, I'll tell you, it took me a while to get that. It took a big push, which you'll get when you listen to the podcast, Is It a Miracle? But if you take this attitude, you're going to get through life and you're going to get through just about anything a lot easier. There's a whole lot more information in this book than just this little Piggly Wiggly story and how it relates to fear and anxiety and coping, but it's very true. I feel fine right now. I feel fine mentally, I feel fine physically, and I'm ready to take on this transplant and its inherent possibilities of not being successful. But I tell you, folks, I'm very, very confident that it is going to be successful because I've turned it over to God. I really have. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've turned this over to God, and I'm confident that God's going to do exactly what is perfect. And I don't understand what that is, and I never will, but I know it's perfect. So that's the thought I'm going to leave you with right now. Like I said, there hasn't really been too much happening. I do have more happening in the next few days as I have more doctor's appointments and we start to have transfusion lines placed into my body and start getting radiation treatment and then start getting the chemotherapy. And I'll try my very best, even though I'm anticipating being very weak and ill, to produce a podcast each day while I'm in the hospital to share that experience with everyone as well. So please tune back in. Share this with your friends, please. This is a story of hope. This is a story that I wish nothing more than to inspire other people with. And I can't do that alone because I'm just one voice behind a microphone with very little ability to spread this word. Unfortunately, my tweets don't gather quite the same fury that President Trump's do. So, if you've got the power in your hands, folks, if you listen to this and you mention it to others and you retweet it or re-Facebook post it or whatever, you're helping me get this word out, and that is appreciated. So, all that remains now is for me to sign off, tell you that this is your voice, Jim. Now, go on out and have yourself an amazing day.